Lady Almina and the Real Downton Abbey, The Lost Legacy of Highclere Castle, by the Countess of Carnarvon, narrated by Wanda McCadden. Copyright 2011 by the Countess of Carnarvon. This unabridged audiobook is recorded by arrangement with Broadway Books, an imprint of the Crown Publishing Group, a division of Random House Incorporated, and was produced in the year 2012 by Tantor Media Incorporated, which holds the copyright thereto. Prologue. This is a book about an extraordinary woman called Almina Carnarvon, the family into which she married, the castle that became her home, the people who worked there, and the transformation of the castle when it became a hospital for wounded soldiers during the First World War. It is not a history, although it is set against the exuberance of the Edwardian period, the sombre gravity of the Great War, and the early years of recovery after the conflict. It is neither a biography nor a work of fiction, but places characters in historical settings, as identified from letters, diaries, visitor books, and household accounts written at the time. Almina Carnarvon was an enormously wealthy heiress, the illegitimate daughter of Alfred de Rothschild. She was contracted in marriage to the 5th Earl of Carnarvon, a key player in Edwardian society in Britain. His interests were many and eclectic. He loved books and travel, and pursued every opportunity to explore the technologies that were transforming his age. Most famously, he discovered the tomb of Tutankhamun with Howard Carter. Almina was an unbelievably generous woman in spirit and with her money. She was a guest at some of the greatest royal pageants until, as it did for so many people, the First World War transformed her life, involving her in running hospitals instead of great house parties, and showing her to be an adept nurse and skilled healer.